If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it could be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more apps out there. You can make money for your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast, all in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. This podcast contains adult content suitable for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised.
Out of the darkness and into the fire. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Welcome, dear traveler, to the Morbid Forest. Run. The rain tip-taps, tip-taps, on my window, stirring my attention to it. My room is dark, save for the sliver of glow from the night sky. Rolling to my back, I slide the covers to my chin, eyes flittering close once again. I am on the cusp of sleep. When a floorboard near my bed creaks, my eyes snap open, my neck turning my head toward the sound. Darkness greets me, not a speck out of place. The house is old, most likely yawning as old houses do. My lids relax, and I count the drips against the pane like drenched sheep. I have 1 foot in the dream world once more, when another creak pulls me fully back into my room. This one, above my head. Cautiously, I open one eye, expecting the worst to be hovering above me. A fiendish intruder coiled to strike. Darkness stares back at me. With a relieved sigh, I chastise myself for being such a child and allow my eyes to close. Only a heartbeat goes by before the tapping begins. Tap, 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 pings above my head. A rhythmic song against the rain, stopping my breath. The beat moves along my head railing. Tap, 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 tap. Traveling closer and closer to the crown of my head. I'm frozen within the sheets, unable to open my eyes to see the danger I know is coming for me. Tap, tap, tap. The last beat vibrates the railing. The final gong call. The room is silent. The rain outside ceasing in anticipation of what? I'm not sure. The pause is so long, I wonder if anything nefarious is to follow at all. I do not have to wait long. The first touch was gentle, just a prick on the crown of my skull. I almost thought I imagined it, until the second prick followed with more force. It felt like a sharp nail, a point filed into a deadly dagger, pressed into my skull, just to the point of painful, but nothing more. Slowly, the claw-like appendage moved down the crest of my head towards my spine, as if trying to unzip my scalp to get to my juicy brain middle. It moved along this trail for several minutes, each pass becoming more and more painful. A small tear slid out the corner of my eye, its wetness snapping me from the spell, holding me in place. I struck out at the hand, batting the thing away from my head and seizing the covers to throw protectively over myself. My labored breathing filled the room, the rain making its presence heard once more. I stayed like that until morning, too afraid to face what lurked in the shadows of my room. Time passed, and I forgot the ordeal, chucking it up to sleep paralysis or some other sleep ailment. However, today I went in for a basic haircut and the stylist asked me how I got the scar on my head. I froze in the chair. If it were just a figment of my sleep-deprived mind, then how did I get the perfect line scar on the crown of my head?
This has been a Morbid Forest production. On this week's episode, you've heard Scratches, written and narrated by Naomi Richards. As always, you can find us on Instagram at The Morbid Forest. You can send us a lovely love letter at themorbidforest@gmail.com. Like what you're hearing? Head over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Apple Podcasts is the best way to help us grow and reach more travelers out there, just like you. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, travelers, on The Morbid Forest.